The Canadian equivalent to our Grammy Award is called the Juno, and this year's Juno in classical music went to cellist Denise Jokic for her second recording. It's called Folklore. Music critic Tom Manoff says that the story behind this recording reflects a difficulty faced by many young classical artists.
In 2002, Denise Jokic seemed poised for an important recording career. Her first album had been released on a major label to great reviews, but then something odd happened. The label told Jokic that her next recording should turn away from classical music to a crossover style decidedly more popular. A style so popular, in fact, that she would be performing with contemporary drum beats. Now, this went completely against the young cellist's sensibility, so she and the recording company parted ways. Jokic then took her talent to a smaller label, and here's the result. Walking away from a major label was a difficult move, but listening to her new CD called Folklore, it's clear that Jokic did the right thing. She's chosen works that show how classical music can let its hair down a bit without dyeing it purple. All the pieces here are by classical composers, but inspired in some way by folk material, like this Tarantella, an Italian folk dance, from Igor Stravinsky's Suite Italienne. David Jalbert is the pianist here, and his collaboration with Jokic is first rate. This music by Schumann is from his Five Pieces in the Popular Style, a work that shows off the cellist's warm and lyrical sound. Elegant and honest playing like this makes clear why Denise Jokic refused to play crossover music. She took a risk leaving a big label, but the risk paid off. Denise Jokic has charisma, but not the charisma of antics. She has the charisma of grace.
The cellist is Denise Jokic. Her recording is Folklore. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff.